Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite you to a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th in Cincinnati. All the details will follow at the end of the rosary. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. We're in the desert with Jesus and the Israelites for this Lent. But the desert is a place of extremes. It's usually a place of extreme heat, extreme dryness. Sometimes it's a place of extreme variation. In some desert, it's freezing at night and boiling during the day. But in any case, it's a hardcore place. There aren't a lot of animals or plants that live out there, but the ones that do are incredibly tough and resilient. And that's why, in the early centuries of Christianity, Christians like St. Anthony went out into the desert to get away from the distractions of the world and imitate Christ's time in the wilderness, stripped of earthly comforts and relying on God alone. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. At the very beginnings of Christianity, there was a pretty steady stream of persecution. Being a follower of Jesus meant that, like him and his apostles after him, you were putting yourself at risk of martyrdom, which meant that Christians had to be dedicated. They had to be serious about their faith, since it might mean losing their lives. But eventually, the persecutions died down. Constantine made it politically and even socially acceptable to be a Christian, and Christians began to get comfortable. They began to get soft and worldly. So, there were Christians who left the world. They left civilization and went out into the desert. And they did ascesis, which means exercise or training. They kept themselves in shape spiritually, kept their spiritual muscles strong. They fasted, they prayed, they worked, they read the scriptures, and they spoke very little. Some of them performed amazing, wild feats of self-discipline and self-denial. They'd do extreme acts of penance, go without eating for long periods of time, and humble themselves before others. The culture would no longer force them to be hardcore about their faith, would no longer demand that they sacrifice for Christ. So, they went out into the desert to do it themselves. They would not let the relaxation of the world around them make them spiritually soft. So, what about us? Has the world around us made us spiritually soft? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. People often bemoan that our sedentary, convenience-oriented, and food-saturated culture is making people physically soft. Most of us don't have to do much manual labor, so if we want to stay fit, we have to take matters into our own hands. We have to lift weights and run and do all kinds of crazy things because we just sit around all the time. But of course, the same thing's true for our souls. We have grown spiritually weak. No one forces us to bear witness to our faith. No one is there to demand that we pray. And the endless supply of banality in news and entertainment makes it all that much more likely that our minds get too sluggish to think of spiritual things at all. So, what are we going to do? How are we going to stay spiritually fit the way the desert monks did? What exercise, what ascesis will we do? What extreme place, what desert can we find that will encourage us to take our faith to the limit? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. A Christian has to stay spiritually fit, and that requires pushing yourself. We have to be masters of our bodies and mouths and minds the way the desert monks were. This Lent is our time to go into the desert and acquire some self-mastery. So, make a sacrifice of physical comfort. How about some ideas? Get up the second you hear the alarm clock. Here's one that's even harder. Go to bed earlier. You probably waste the last hour of every night on stupid stuff. So instead, go to bed earlier, get up earlier, and spend some time in prayer. Make a sacrifice of the mouth, of speech. Try for 40 days to not gossip. Try for 40 days not to interrupt somebody, ever. Try for 40 days not to complain. Try for 40 days not to curse. And make a sacrifice of the mind. Sit in silence, not reading anything, not listening to anything, not watching anything. Just sit there for 15 minutes every day in silence. Imagine you're sitting next to Christ, maybe during his 40 days in the wilderness, or go into the Garden of Gethsemane where his friends abandoned him and just sit not next to him. Just sit down next to him. And when he turns to you and says, "What are you doing here?" you can say, "Well, I thought you might need a friend, so I'll just sit with you for a while." And then just sit there in silence for 15 minutes. Nothing worthwhile happens without discipline, without training and practice, and certainly not holiness. That's what the desert is for. That's what Lent is for. And that, eventually, is what life is for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. When we hear about the wild things those early monks used to do out in the desert, we think, well, that was extreme. Certainly, we're not all called to be so extreme. But remember, the desert where the monks lived was extreme. And the desert doesn't just signify Lent. It signifies this life where you have to be hardcore, spiritually extreme to make it. In fact, it's important to remember that there's no such thing as being too extreme when it comes to the Christian life. There's no such thing as being too Catholic. You can't have too much faith, hope, or love. And the place where we get our best opportunity to live the Christian life radically is right in our vocation, right in our family. Now, we may think it's extreme for a monk to live on the top of a big pillar for years, or out in the midst of a desert or in a cave, but there's plenty of people who think it's just as extreme for a man to be faithful to just one woman for his entire life, or to be open to conceiving a child with every sexual experience, or never look at another woman lustfully. We may think it's extreme for a monk to live in a cave and eat almost nothing and speak to almost no one, but plenty of people would think it was just as extreme to never hold a grudge, to never speak ill of anyone, to forgive your husband or your kid or your parent or friend 70 times 7 and never hold their bad behavior against them. We have the opportunity, even in our ordinary lives, to experience the desert, the training ground of our vocation, and to live our faith radically, to be extreme Catholics, to be hardcore followers of Christ. And remember, that's exactly why we're here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John Paul II wanted to prepare the church for a new springtime of faith, a new Pentecost, but he said it would happen like the first. In Acts chapter 1, the disciples devoted themselves with one accord to prayer with Mary. See, they gathered around Mary in prayer, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they went out and converted the world. John Paul said the new Pentecost will happen like the first, when we gather around Mary in prayer. That's why we're asking all of you to form your own rosary group with the people in your life. But I want to invite you and your family and friends to join me for a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th at 7 p.m. at Xavier High School in Cincinnati for Eucharistic adoration, powerful music, and the rosary. And you can find all the details at schooloffaith.com and just click on events. Well, what caught your attention with this meditation, Teresa?
Oh, that last point is so good and so real, because on one hand, I can't name the amount of times I've talked to either secular people or even religious that can't fathom that someone upholds basic Christian values, in the sense of no one I meet has a casual response to even me saying that there's five siblings in my family. I've been told repeatedly that must have been entirely an accident, because no one would want five children, that were mistakes, quite literally, because they just can't fathom that people would actually want children. I know people that just can't fathom not cursing or simple things like that. And I also, on the other side, remember not being able to fathom giving up cursing. It seemed so impossible, or to give up gossip and things like that. It's just, it feels so impossible, and people do look at it that way. And yet it feels so extreme, and yet it is so natural. And it's so possible for us. And I really want to put down anyone who thinks it's impossible to do good or give up things, you know? It feels impossible. I always feel like it's impossible to give up YouTube. I feel like it's impossible to give up entertainment, because it just has its hooks in me so deeply.
Yeah.
But I know by the example of other things that have seemed so impossible that it's not.
And our modern technological culture has given us a way to be heroic in the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
For example, before contraception, it was basically the normal course of things that you would have a big family. Now, you can avoid a big family.
Mm-hmm.
So now it becomes heroic to just do the ordinary.
Yeah. Well said.
When divorce was not acceptable in culture, you stayed married until death do us part. Now it's totally acceptable in our culture, so to be married until death do you part seems heroic just to do the ordinary. We weren't distracted in a billion ways by news and entertainment, but with the advent of the internet and the smartphone, we're besieged. So just doing the ordinary now is heroic. So God has given us a really fantastic way to become a saint.
This is the perfect little way.
It's the perfect
To
little
just be
way.
ordinary is to be great.
Yes. And how wonderful that Pope John Paul II made Thérèse the Little Flower a doctor of the church for her little way. Just become heroic in the little ordinary way. But do the ordinary. Stay married till you're dead. Make every act of intercourse open to new life. Don't sterilize a given act of intercourse. Don't sterilize yourself for contraceptive purposes. Don't give in to a constant flow of useless information in the media. Don't give in to porn. Just be ordinarily heroic.
Talking so much about the desert and this simple way, it's just so beautiful to have I think back to the witness of the early martyrs and the way Christians have been persecuted so intensely for years. And I was really humbled in thinking how quickly we crumble to little things now.
Yeah, it was amazing when we were in Lyon and standing there praying there. I was looking at the picture that somebody took of us when we were kneeling before the amphitheater where the martyrs were, Blandine and the 42 martyrs of Lyon who were tortured so horribly. And the poor guy who came to speak up for the martyrs and then he was thrown into the amphitheater. We are really weak today. But God has given us.
It's a different challenge, but it's the same answer.
Yeah.
We're just lucky that we're not thrown to lions. We just have to put down our smartphone.
Isn't it amazing? I
And
mean,
I'm still awful at that.
isn't it amazing? All we have to do, here's your choice. You can be thrown to the lions or just put down your smartphone. And we can't do it. We can't do it.
But it's different challenges for different times, and I really want to believe that that is possible.
Can you imagine in heaven you have, ah, oh, there's glorious Saint Blandine who was tortured beyond imagination and wouldn't renounce her faith. And then over here in this corner, we have Teresa Schurzlich. She gloriously got off YouTube.
To even make it that far, to be humbled in that way. I'm sure greater challenges will come our way, but I think it's silly that right now I can't jump over this little hurdle. Let's get over these hurdles so we can find some more impressive ones to jump.
Yeah. Well, let's let Jesus carry us over all of them. Well, thanks for the conversation and the good laugh. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.